Brussels, the European Union is set to impose tariffs of up to 25% on U.S. exports worth €22.1 billion, targeting key industries in President Donald Trump's core red states. The tariffs, expected to begin on April 15, will focus on products such as soybeans, beef, poultry, and more, marking the EU's response to Trump's trade policies. Context and background: in retaliation for the U.S.'s reciprocal tariffs imposed on its trading partners, the EU has carefully crafted a list of goods that hit the U.S. heartland the hardest, focusing on items exported from Republican-leaning states. The list includes agricultural commodities such as soybeans, beef, and poultry, but also some unexpected targets like ice cream from Arizona and handkerchiefs from South Carolina. This tariff proposal, which will roll out in stages, is designed to inflict maximum economic pain while allowing the EU to maintain some leverage for potential trade negotiations. The first wave of duties will begin on April 15, with further rounds planned for May 16 and December 1. Economic and compliance impact: the new EU tariffs are expected to hit $13.5 billion worth of exports from red states. For soybean producers, who supply 82.5% of U.S. soybean exports to the EU from Louisiana, the tariffs come as another blow after China's retaliatory tariffs and a challenging global market. The EU's creative approach aims to amplify the economic impact by targeting niche products linked to Trump's political base, from car parts to pasta and even men's undergarments. The overall retaliatory measures from China, Canada, and the EU are set to cost the U.S. nearly $90 billion in exports, with the EU's share particularly focused on goods from Republican-leaning states. Stakeholder reactions: these tariffs are a clever, albeit aggressive, move by the EU to send a message to Washington, trade analysts explain. By targeting industries and products tied to Trump's base, the EU is hitting where it hurts the most. Whether it will change U.S. trade policy remains to be seen. Meanwhile, U.S. soybean producers have expressed concerns about the ongoing trade war. "Tariffs are not something to be taken lightly," said one industry representative, calling the Trump administration to reconsider its approach. Next steps: what to watch. With EU tariffs set to take effect on April 15, all eyes will be on U.S. reaction and whether these duties push Washington to soften its stance on trade. Negotiations could lead to a reduction in tariffs or potentially spark a larger trade dispute, with the EU holding the option to target U.S. services next. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.